Boy Scout President Robert Gates, the former U.S. Defense Secretary, says he didn't think a long-standing ban could last.
Any effort to do so was inevitably going to result in simultaneous legal battles in multiple jurisdictions and at staggering cost.
But there is a compromise. Church-sponsored Boy Scout units can pick their own volunteer leaders, something that doesn't sit well with Jason Raylan, who's with the Human Rights Campaign.
Including an exemption for troops sponsored by religious organizations undermines and diminishes the historic nature of today's decision.
The Mormon Church, which sponsors more Scout units than any other group, calls the move troubling. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.